This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Time's almost up on holiday shopping, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on holiday athletic gifts, like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for a premium yoga mat so you can try to touch your toes by New Year's.
Ugh, almost there.
Or snowshoes so you can hike to your super secret spot to find the perfect tree.
Aha!
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop new deals added every day.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're here with Mark Mitchell from Mitchell Auto Group, and I really am so glad that we were able to get her on. Jacqueline Gartner, she is the founder of Happily Forever After Rescue, and she joins us here. Jacqueline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Are you excited about your newfound fame? I mean, now everyone...
It was definitely not expected, but appreciated, so thank you.
Well, I just think people, you know, should know, and Mark Mitchell might have a question for you too, but... Can you just tell people how you started? I mean, this is what, 4 or 5 years old that you started doing this. Just give us the backstory of how you got into it.
Sure. So, you know, I definitely did not expect to be where I am today. I'm an educator by trade. I've always worked with children, and now I'm spending a lot of my time working with animals. So I ended up adopting a dog back in 2017, and this dog in particular was a dog that was in the shelter for almost his entire life, 2.5 years. And I adopted him on a chance. I didn't really have a lot of dog experience, especially with a large dog. His name was Tyler. He was close to 100 pounds. And he was a pit mix, which, as many know, are very misrepresented. And there's a lot of judgment about the breed. So I took a chance on this dog, and he was amazing. And he really opened my eyes and inspired me to help others like him. So I ended up getting involved with my local shelter shortly after adopting him. And I just love being so invested in helping the animals that I decided to venture off and start my own nonprofit, which became official in 2020.
How did you get you just get help from family and friends? And because there's got to be some startup costs too, right?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as bad as I would have expected. Getting the 501c3, you know, there's a lot of paperwork that goes into that, but you definitely learn as you go. And even almost 5 years later, you still learn something new every day.
Yeah. We're talking with Jacqueline Gartner from Happily Forever After Rescue. And she, in those 4 years, has, you know, basically helped several hundred pets. I looked at the site. I see you have, you know, a bunch of several dogs, but a lot of cats as well. Tell us about the market, because we remember, like, there was everyone adopted a pet during the pandemic, then everyone gave up the pet, and then where are we now in terms of these lovely animals? Are they all finding homes, or is it harder than it was 2 years ago?
Yeah, so I mean, I started the rescue at the height of the pandemic. So back then, things were amazing. I mean, animals were being adopted very quickly. Fosters were easy to find. And then everything shifted when COVID started going away and people started going back to work, and all of the rescues' worst fears were starting to come true, and people were starting to surrender their pets, abandon their pets, dump their pets. So we saw an influx in not just trying to help the overcrowded shelters, but now people that didn't want to keep their pets anymore. And in the rescue, I mean, we've had everything from purebred golden retrievers, doodles, shih tzus, because people went and bought these dogs and then didn't want them anymore. So it's been a challenge, and sadly, we're still in that place today. It's been a struggle over the past few years because people just aren't staying committed, and they're treating animals like they're disposable. So it's been very difficult trying to keep up with the demand, and there's just not enough people adopting or fostering like they used to.
Jacqueline, this is Mark Mitchell. I happen to be a car dealer, so we're going to surprise you with a car dealer question. I'm a pet lover, a dog lover. I've had several labs. I'm on my 23rd year with a lab, and she's 13 years old now, and oh my God, she's so connected to me, I can't believe it. But anyway, my daughter just got a local dog that she got through a rescue, and what a wonderful dog. She's so happy with that dog, I can't believe it. One of the questions I have, like, for example, with us, people will go a long way for, quote-unquote, a used car. But I think people that buy locally and people that are able to come and see the car, test the car, drive the car, and depend on us as the integrity factor in the equation, a lot of people, I hear about these pet farms that are down in Texas and whatnot that are sending cars, dogs up, and all of a sudden it's a long ways away. It becomes a transaction. It's so much better to be doing business locally, don't you think, with your experience and your being in the local community and your integrity factor?
I mean, there's people that do adopt, on what they call sight unseen, mean that the animals come to them and they just adopt them. But we have the opportunity where you're not coming and meeting them in a kennel. We're foster based. So that means that all of our dogs and cats are already in foster homes. So they're socialized with people and other pets, and they're comfortable. They're house trained. So you're coming and meeting them, and it's definitely a different environment in foster, because I started in a shelter, in a kennel facility. So I've seen the difference, and being in foster homes really does help the animals. And that's why we're always encouraging that, because when you foster a pet, like, not only are you helping to save their life, but I can guarantee that your life's going to change.
Yeah.
And I say that because I have fostered, close to 30 animals. And yes, I've kept some, and that's okay. People do get worried about, well, what happens if I fall in love? That's okay. You're able to fall in love. And foster, what they call foster fail, is encouraged, because we understand, and I tell everyone that is interested in fostering, that it is not easy.
Yeah.
And it's hard, but I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. And if you do fall in love, we give the fosters the opportunity to adopt the pet if they're interested.
That's great. Fostering versus a kennel is a dramatic difference too. When we adopted our second dog, he was in a kennel, and our first one we adopted was not, and we had to break some really bad habits. And so it was a real challenge. Just if people are interested, or you want to volunteer, you want to adopt, you want to be a foster, whatever, you go to happilyforeverafter.org, and it's FUR,
correct.
Ever after. And congratulations. For me, it's almost
Thank
emotional.
You.
People who do things for the right reasons and get good attention for helping others that aren't themselves is just a great story. So, Jacqueline, anytime you got something going on, let us know. We'd love to give you more attention.
Oh, I thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.